there are pictures everywhere. My dad couldn't take a very good picture, I don't think. You know, a lot of out of focus stuff. But there, you know, there are little gems everywhere.
That's Bob Fries. His parents recently died 10 days apart from each other. I spoke with Bob at his parents' home in an affluent neighborhood in Cincinnati. The house had just been sold, and its new owners want to take possession in a few weeks. The house is an impressive, if a bit weathered, colonial from the early 1900s. The bushes are overgrown, and the pool in the backyard is covered by a plastic tarp held down with bags of sand. In the driveway, I meet Brian Graves, co-owner of the company that's going to inventory, photograph, and auction off the contents of the house. We come into the house through a garage into a lower-level family room. In it, we find a cluttered mess of furniture and boxes. A large banker's box lid full of prescription bottles sits on a TV tray next to a bookcase. I ask Brian to show me around. As he does, he sizes up potential for the auction.
You can see that this is a family that was here for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. I have period and antiques from New England. Mm-hmm. So 18th century Chippendale, six drawer chests. At the same time, you know, I'm looking at Bowback Windsors. One room adjacent, we have a circa 1860 Empire crotch mahogany bookcase.
Brian and his co-owner, Jackie Denny, started everything but the house in 2007, and their business has grown steadily in the last 5 years. He tells me that most people are completely overwhelmed by the prospect of sorting through their relatives' stuff. They have to get rid of things, but they still have attachments that make it hard to let go. When the auction is ready, there's often a day when potential bidders can walk through the house and inspect the items. Sometimes it's best if the family's not there.
The family member sitting at the front door in a chair, sizing up everybody that walks in, is a difficult scenario for them and the people that are interested in buying. It can become very personal and very emotional.
Brian believes in the auction process because he says you never know what significance people will place on a particular item. He tells me the story of a prior auction.
It was a Ladybug refrigerator magnet, plastic, faded, nothing, you know, that interesting. I even questioned why one of my crew leaders actually cataloged it on its own. And at the end of the day, that Ladybug magnet sold for $65.
Why?
The person that bought it had a similar one when they were a kid. They hung up their homework with it. They wanted to be able to show their kids.
From the kitchen, we climb up a set of stairs into the attic. On the wall, in a steep staircase, was a large painted portrait of what was probably one of the couple's grandchildren. A boy, maybe about 10, was pictured sitting casually on a front porch swing. The portrait wasn't tagged to be kept by the heirs, which seemed sort of sad. I wondered what would become of it.
So what do you do, Brian, what do you do with something like this?
This is, you know, a painting. You know, typically something like this, it's a portrait, it's a family member, you know, it's obviously dated 1982. Well accomplished, you know, the person that did a great job, but of course it's a very personal item.
Is this going to hit the website?
I'd say it will, yeah. It's an original painting. Somebody put a heck of a lot of work into it. Let's let the public decide.
Let's let the public decide, he says. At the top of the stairs, Brian turns on a light to reveal an enormous expanse of clutter. Stacks of old National Geographic magazines, old electronics, old pennants, and dozens of open boxes of what looks to be junk.
So, of course, this is the last thing you see when you're on the appointment with the client.
The appointment is when Brian first tours the house with the family.
This is an accumulation of decades of we didn't have anywhere else to put it, we didn't want to throw it away, so let's put it up in the attic.
I ask him why he thinks we buy and hang on to so much stuff.
I think it's redirection of you know, an interest and a passion. It's something to keep, you know, keep ourselves busy, and it's not knowing when to stop. The hardest thing for us to do is walk into some of those situations where someone has spent their life's fortune buying things that they don't really need. People are attached to objects. The America is the accumulation nation, and people have a hard time giving things up. You know, it's definitely an exception when you have that person that has no attachment to anything.
Bob Fries seems like the exception. He's downstairs thumbing through his father's old blurry photographs. He's not interested in keeping much of his parents' stuff, except a couple of small items like this one that belonged to his father.
Yeah, like a little newspaper stand, you know, a silver newspaper stand where when you're eating breakfast, you put the newspaper in it, and it kind of stands up in front of you. Yeah. Downstairs, you know, that was part of his, you know, memory of his life, his childhood even, because his father read off of that thing. It's got a little bent up now and stuff like that, a little older than it used to be, but it's just part of something I remember, and I'm fond of it.
Bob has a sense of ease about this transition in his life. As we talk, he becomes more and more interesting. He starts asking me about my recording equipment, and I learn that Bob has spent the last 40 years working on TV, music, and film productions. He even made a famous film called Ladies and Gentlemen, the Rolling Stones, in collaboration with the band. Before that, he spent 5 years in New York making avant-garde films for John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
At that point, I was editing this huge amount of film, you know, which was a bunch of, you know, frame by frame by frame by frame, you know, and Yoko would say, do this, and then she'd go away and tear your eye. Anyway, it was great. And I lived at the hotel. We lived there for 6 months doing this stuff. the film was Imagine.
As Bob told me the stories of his work and the people he'd gotten to know, the weight of the situation seemed to lift. It at least became clear that his parents had left behind more than old furniture and magazines. Imagine no possessions. For WYSO's Community Voices, I'm Mark Batten.